Welcome to the Warrior Mama Podcast, as we learn how to apply God's Word to our lives in motherhood, finding in big and small ways that the truth of the gospel applies not just to our lives as moms, but also to our children's lives, so that as we stand anchored in Him, we mother confidently with our hearts at rest. I'm so glad you're joining me today at the kitchen table. Welcome back to the kitchen table. This week, we are settling into just one verse of the Bible, and we're talking about it every day, helping it become a foundational, informative way that we interact with our children. So the passage of scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14. It says, "We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all." And so far, we have, if you've missed the other ones, we've talked about "we urge you." What does that mean? And how do we capture God's heartbeat for us as mothers? And then secondly, yesterday, we talked about admonishing the idle. And what does that mean? When we throw the word admonishing or scolding around, what does that actually mean from God's heartbeat? And we learned it has nothing to do with being angry or irritated and everything to do with gentleness. So today, we're going to be looking at the idea of this next phrase, to encourage the faint-hearted. So this word encourage means what you hear it to mean, to encourage or to console or to relate near. I love this picture, to relate near to another. And it is this picture of coming alongside of, to standing next to and putting an arm around. And so we are called to come in nearness to our child when we discern, oh my goodness, they're one of the faint-hearted in this season of life, this stage of development, where they are, what they're going through. This is who they are. So we are to relate near, to console, and to encourage. And so who are the faint-hearted? Who are these of our children? So we identified what it means to be idle yesterday, and today we're looking at this word, faint-hearted. This means, in the Greek, it's of small courage or little spirited. Strong's Concordance actually defines the Greek word here as an undeveloped soul, lacking in quality. You see, you and I have been entrusted with an amazing job of coming alongside of undeveloped souls. They're ours to develop, y'all. And we get to encourage them. We get to stand with them and say, I see you. I see how God's made you. I'm going to keep pointing and pivoting you to Him. He's who you need. But I love what I think Tim Keller said it. I've heard John Mark Comer use the phrase, but I think it's original to Tim Keller. He has a phrase called unfolding your children. And I love this because it paints such a picture of how we interact with our kids, where we are unfolding them in who they are becoming. And in some seasons, we see boldness and life and vigor and we are amazed at who they are becoming. And then there are seasons where all of a sudden we unfold another part of the page and we see worry and doubt and fear and anxiety, where we see maybe a lack of integrity and we're called to speak into that, or, you know, we see discouragement, we see poor discipline. Whatever we see, whatever we unfold, we are called to encourage it, to relate near to it for the design of impacting them with the gospel. To encourage the faint-hearted is to understand that our children will consistently and always and very often be easily discouraged, scared, worried, full of fear, lacking in character. So again, just like yesterday, we're not going to be surprised by their idleness. We defined what that was. It's being unarranged, unruly, out of bounds. We're not confused by it. We're not discouraged by it. It's the calling of motherhood to embrace it and to walk with it. And today, here we are again, and we are not discouraged when we see faint-heartedness. You see, a lot of my children's behaviors will stem from some sort of immaturity in their soul. They'll change or conform to please others. They will respond from panic, anxiousness, fear, doubt, worry. So my job is to encourage them. And the idea of encouraging is to give support, to give confidence or hope, to come alongside and to give a bolstering on either side, like to strengthen, right? So then it becomes important that how I encourage them is rooted in the truth in God's word. It can't be rooted in my empty platitudes of, you can do it, you're so great. It cannot be rooted in, you don't need to be afraid, there's nothing to worry about. It's instead, I have got to go back to the word and use the word to be the encouragement for their faint-heartedness. Isn't that actually what we all need? Aren't we all faint-hearted in different seasons? So what does it look like right now in the stage of life you are with your child to encourage them, to support, to console, to relate near to them? And what would it look like to bear your child's burdens before the Father in prayer? Because interceding for your child will do wonders for your child. Calling on the only one who has all power, all control, and all interest in your child, loves your child more than you ever can or will. And I know that sounds crazy, it feels weird to say it, but it is so true. So we call on his name and we ask him to work, to make and to build up inside of our children a strength of their soul, because it is founded and rooted on his great love and his mercy and his redemption. What would that look like for you? Thanks for listening this week to the Warrior Mama podcast. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support other warrior mamas, I'll tell you that one of the best ways that you can do is you can just share this podcast with your friends. You know, sometimes we love to talk about the things we like the most for our face, for our life, for our kids. Can I tell you that it would be a great blessing to begin to share with other moms the things that God is teaching you and the ways that he is growing you in him? Our prayer over here at the Warrior Mama podcast is that this podcast is something that does that for you in your life. So feel free to share it with your friends, post about it on social media, and of course, leave a rating and a review. I love seeing what God is doing in your lives. And I look forward to sitting with you at the kitchen table again next week.